Jason Fraser, as we do this interview here in Texas at Globe Life Park. The Rangers have just finished batting practice, but you couldn't get off the field because you're hugging and looking at all the former Blue Jays and friends of yours. How sweet that is.
Well, just the ones I like, Jerry, you know, not all of them. The ones that, you know, maybe I don't have to get out tonight or the next couple of days, but good guys, you know, played there for a long time, and, you know, it's hard not to say hello. You know, you want to keep your guard up and keep your edge, but it's hard not to say hello.
And I see you with young players, too, Anthony Gose, Dustin McGowan, and they would love to be around as long as you have. And do you have any particular theory to your success and be able to do what you've done over these years at the Major League level?
I don't think I quite understood it, you know, right when I got here, and even the first three or four, even 5 years, it took me a while to figure out. You know, you do a little bit each day, you know, as far as like workouts. You don't have to have these long, strenuous workouts, just a little bit each day, and, you know, really take in the caffeine, Jerry. That's my advice, caffeine.
A lot of caffeine. Well, as a Starbucks lover, I can relate to that. But you just bring up an interesting point for kids, too, at any level. Don't overdo it, right?
Yep. Don't overdo it. And I used to go into the weight room and, you know, have these workouts, and I'd be sore, and it's no fun pitching when you're like sore. So 15 or 20 minutes every day, something every day. I wish somebody would have taught me that years ago.
So you learned it on your own. Have you pretty much done that on your own too, learn as you go? Is that your style? Is that what you're capable of to do?
Trial and error, you know, find things that work. I like where I'm at now, and I like what I'm doing now, and I've avoided injury, so it ain't broke. But I have made adjustments here and there, and, you know, what can I say? I've been fortunate.
Well, you have been fortunate, but you're two example of a work ethic. Now, Jason Fraser, how tall are you?
5'9".
Marcus Stroman's over in the Blue Jays bullpen right now. He's only 5'8". He's listed at 5'9", but he said, no, I'm not 5'9", I'm 5'8". He has had to work twice as hard as anybody else without overdoing it. And at the same time, what did you do regarding your height and size? Were you young and people told you what you couldn't do, and how'd you handle that?
You know, I always had a good arm, but I was still doubted by people along the way. I don't know him. I don't know Marcus. But I've heard good things from guys that I stay in touch with. If you have a good arm, you have a good arm. And I heard his slider's off the charts, but one of the best pitchers of all time, Pedro Martinez, wasn't that big. You know, he had the best fastball, the best curveball, and the best changeup when he was playing. So from what I hear, he'll be fine.
Jason Fraser, what does it mean to you when I say that in the history of the Blue Jays, you have the most appearances on the mound?
I'm very proud of that. You know, they kept offering me contracts. So am I going to say no? What, am I going to turn that down? No, you know, I'm very proud of that, and, you know, that's the one record I have, and it's a good one. It's not an infamous one. It's a good one. So, you know, I always remember that. I always remember that day. It was actually a bittersweet day. I gave up a run that day when I broke the record, but I got the record, and I'm very proud of that.
The other contract I know you're very proud of is your wedding contract, where you're married to Ronald gal Laura. You now have two kids, Jackson and Cameron. What a day that was for you.
That was a good day. It's, that contract's kind of like my baseball kind. I'm day to day. I just got 10 years in. I'm very proud of that. So, you know, whatever happens now, I got 10 years in, man.
It's a bonus. And Jason, you're such a great person, too. And sometimes I know you have to pinch yourself looking about what you've done. But for you, too, as we wrap it up, you're as much Canadian as you are someone who grew up in Illinois and went to Southern Illinois University.
My wife's Canadian. My dog's Canadian. My son was born in Toronto. I love Canada. They've brought me many things that I love.
Well, they love you, too. You're a big part of the Blue Jays, and congratulations. It's good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you, too, Jerry.